Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A fire in an apartment building in the Bronx, sparked by a lithium-ion e-bike battery, leaves one man dead and another in the hospital. Our Marla Diamond is on the scene.
Firefighters were able to rescue a 56-year-old man hanging out the window of the burning apartment here on Beaumont Avenue, but they could not save his 34-year-old roommate. Super Ernesto Salam said he was a food delivery man with a scooter.
He had the bike in the hallway at one point, and I'm on the first floor, and is in my, no. Take it out.
Once the fire was out, two lithium-ion batteries were found in the kitchen.
They was toasted, so it looked like he had them on the counter, and they lit up there.
Nine tenants displaced by this fire are being helped by the Red Cross to find temporary housing. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Belmont section of the Bronx.
Former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch is due in a Long Island courtroom today to face sex trafficking charges. Prosecutors say Mike Jeffries, his boyfriend and another man, had lured men into taking part in sex parties with the promise of modeling gigs at Abercrombie. There's been no comment yet from the attorney for Jeffries. Jeffries actually left Abercrombie in 2014, but the company says it's appalled and disgusted by the allegations. The City Transportation Department is offering a safer way to celebrate Halloween in New York City. It's the Trick or Streets program. It'll bring 147 car-free streets all around the city where kids of all ages can go from now through the end of October for arts, crafts, a performance or two, even some giveaways. This is DOT Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez.
I'm thrilled to announce the full programming for our 3 years of this spectacular event. We will have more than 100, as I said before, car-free trick-or-treat events across the five boroughs.
You can get details on all the events at nyc.gov/trick-or-streets. Well, we're just hours away now from the start of the first World Series with the Yankees in 15 years. It's the latest chapter in the long rivalry between the Bronx Bombers and the team once known as them bums from Brooklyn.
This World Series, the Yankees versus the Dodgers, is in many ways the past meeting the present, according to Yankees Museum Director Brian Richards.
With the rich heritage that each franchise has, with the extended periods of success in each franchise's history, and with the star power on each team, this is the matchup that everybody's been waiting for so long.
Richards opened the gleaming case to show me artifacts from that rivalry in history and Don Larsen's perfect game against Brooklyn in 1956.
We have a whole ticket here from that game. That's a whole unused ticket. Somebody, I'm sure, regretted they weren't able to make it to the game that day.
And you can't miss the Yankees World Series trophies. Will there be a display case for one more? Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is on the lookout for another tool thief. This time, investigators say a man who broke the rear window of a vehicle that was parked on Watson Avenue in the Soundview section of the Bronx last week made off with about $10,000 worth of tools. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A big honor today for a teacher on Long Island.
It was a day John Melandro won't soon forget, the day he received the prestigious Milken Award for being a top teacher in the country.
I'm just so honored and overwhelmed and grateful. I'm going to take this responsibility with put my best foot forward.
Melandro has been an educator here at Tangier Smith Elementary School in the William Floyd School District for 6 years.
I just want to thank everyone that's been a part of helping me get here, because it's certainly been quite a journey, and so many of you have been a part of that.
He was presented with a $25,000 check. The award is like an Oscar for teachers. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mastic Beach, Long Island.
Newark Airport is getting another facelift. With work on Terminal A now wrapped up, the Port Authority has announced that its Board of Commissioners has approved additional funding to begin the planning process for the redevelopment of Newark's Terminal B. Officials say it's the first major step in executing the newly unveiled Newark Airport Vision Plan, turning the hub into a modern, world-class international getaway. There's no word yet on when this latest round of work might get started. New York State Attorney General Tish James has announced the takedown of a major gun trafficking operation in Queens. She says the three suspects behind the ring had been transporting assault weapons, semi-automatic pistols, and other guns, along with high-capacity magazines and hundreds of rounds of ammo from North Carolina, and then selling them here in the city. If convicted, they could each face as many as 25 years behind bars. And the search is on for the suspects in the beating of a senior couple in Lower Manhattan. Police say the victims, a 75-year-old woman and 79-year-old man, were on the sidewalk near the Canal Street 6 train station Wednesday afternoon when a group of men came up and, for whatever reason, knocked them both to the ground and then ran off. The victims were both treated for injuries at the hospital. You can see photos of the suspects at 1010winds.com. Anyone who recognizes them is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin is condemning the anti-Semitic remarks allegedly made by a New Jersey state trooper. In a statement, Plotkin said he's seen the allegations against Lieutenant Colonel Sean Kilcommons, and if true, they have no place in law enforcement or anywhere in society. Kilcommons is accused of referring to Plotkin as, quote, that Jew, and ordering a department helicopter to stay in the air so Plotkin's son couldn't get a look at it earlier this year on Bring Your Child to Work Day. Plotkin says he's been called many names in his life, including quite a few anti-Semitic slurs, and while he does not obsess over those attacks, he doesn't ignore them either. At the same time, Plotkin has recused himself from the investigation into Kilcommons and says he will reserve further judgment until that's complete.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.